and welcome back to Reaction Cast. It's your host, Jesus, aka Tyrant Dominus, here to give you another series review. This time around, we're going to be talking about Fallout.
You need to go home. You come from a world of rules, of laws. You should not be alone. You need to go home. You come from a world of rules, of laws. You should not be alone.
So they did it again. Amazon Prime Video did another video game adaptation. The last one they did was The Last of Us. Now they're giving us The Fallout. And so Fallout, for anyone who's not familiar with the games, is a series of basically a post-apocalyptic world that was ravaged by nuclear fallout during a fight between America and China. And that's kind of what the lore is about. And basically, most of the time, the characters are like vault dwellers who we actually get one of our main characters to be is a vault dweller of Lucy McLean, played by Ellen Purnell. So we have a character like that, and just kind of exploring the wasteland and the like, and to have some initial thoughts of the series, I feel that they did a reasonably good job, like turning some of the video game aspects into a series. I'll start with that. It felt like I was watching Fallout. I'll start with that. Definitely, they took some liberties, but I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it reasonably well. This one was created by Graham Wagner and Geneva Robertson Dwart. I believe I pronounced that right. So yeah, we had these two writers, and the thing is, actually, there's like the first couple episodes were directed actually by Jonathan Nolan, and the first few episodes were written by them, by Geneva and Graham, and you can feel it. Those first few episodes definitely pull you into the world of Fallout, and not to say that the other half didn't do what it's supposed to do, but definitely it's a strong start. Let's start a little bit with just some of the characters. The characters is what sometimes the world is set up by, because some enjoyable characters make for entertaining series. In this show, we actually get to follow three different individuals. Like, these are our main cast. Like I mentioned earlier, we get our main vault dweller of Lucy, and she's this naive vault dweller who, due to circumstances, has to go rescue her father. What was his name? The name of the father, Hank McLean. And that's kind of how it starts her journey into the wasteland to go rescue her father. Kind of a little bit of a nod to how some of the games are. It's like, you got to go rescue a family member. And then she kind of gets a reality check when she hits the wasteland. Her naivety is kind of, yeah, it hits hard. It hits hard for her. So she tries so hard to, the way Ella plays her character, it's interesting to see her try her best to keep some semblance of what a vault dweller is, and then kind of little by little kind of losing that as the wasteland is eroding her. But she does a good job. I felt her character definitely towards the end. It's interesting. You just gotta play with, like, follow it a little bit. The next character we follow is actually Maximus. Maximus is played by Aaron Moten, who becomes a squire of the Brotherhood of Steel. So I'm glad that they're doing this interesting faction, Brotherhood of Steel. To simply put, they're like this fanatical, militarized group who are trying to gain these relics to just better equip themselves, just kind of keep this technology to themselves. And I feel Magnus's character of a person who, like, kind of lost everything. A lot of the Brotherhood are like these orphans that are just kind of in this military and are being raised to fight in the wastelands and the Commonwealth. And Maximus's character is interesting, but my least favorite, due to just character development, the way they write his character. There are times where I'm really followed his character and I was enjoying it, but then it just kind of lost its footing, I would say. Compared to Lucy's character development of the 8-episode season, Maximus definitely was the lackluster of the three. But the number one character that definitely stood out, in my opinion, was the ghoul / Cooper Howard, played by Walton Goggins. He definitely stole the show for me. I enjoyed every moment. He plays basically a ghoul. A ghoul has been around for 200 years. To simply put, a ghoul is a human that survived the fallout and got mutated, basically, and is just kind of wandering the wasteland for the most part. But he used to be a famous Hollywood actor. So we get him kind of these flashbacks because his wife works for Vault-Tec and stuff like that, you know, where the vaults were made by. So you get to learn some of the backstory of some of the where the vaults came from, things of that nature. And it's really interesting. And I like his character in the sense of the backstory. Some of his actions as the ghoul are pretty good too, but I feel the flashbacks do a little bit better job because I, but overall as a single entity, he definitely stole the show in my opinion. So I would say it would be the ghoul, Lucy, and then Maximus. That's kind of my ranking as far as the way their storylines went. Because the general plot is they're trying to, well, Lucy's plot is she's trying to rescue her father. And kind of the ghoul and Maximus's thing is they're trying to find this missing professor scientist, and he has stolen some secret tech and they're after him. And then Lucy kind of gets entangled in this whole mess, and it's just a whole big MacGuffin to kind of get them all together. And then along the way, crazy stuff happens, right? I think overall, with 8 episodes, the pacing is reasonably well. There is a 4th storyline, I will not kind of, to deal with some of the things of the vaults, that is interesting. It captivated me all very well. It kept me entertained and intrigued. Not to say that it pulled away, adding a 4th storyline hurt the series, but it definitely made it hard when there was only 8 episodes and they started introducing this, and I'm already like episode 5, like, why are you doing this? We don't have enough episodes to conclude it, because the like I said, the pacing is reasonable, but it kind of gets a little bit tight towards the end, and a lot of pieces fall into place for reasons, right? And it's fine. It got to the point, and it's like, all right. The finale, I felt it had its moment, but it could have been a little bit more. It could have had just that bit more oomph. Like, I was having fun in watching the finale. It just, I don't feel it fully paid off. But overall, it did its job. I enjoyed it. There's no major disappointment. It just could have been a little bit better. It could have just had just I don't know, just like a little bit more seasoning to it. But yeah, that's that. Overall, the cinematography, the set pieces, everything just looks so good. Like, it felt like the world was ravished by everything. Like, the wasteland felt it. The people looked it. It just felt right. You know, it just felt right. The comedy definitely had some Fallout flavor. I've been seeing around that some episodes just had a little too much comedy. You kind of have to loosen a little bit to, you know, to each their own when it comes to comedic flair. And it can also, I could see in some points where it's just like, it's a little too much comedy for situations. My thoughts, kind of rewatching it, it's like, it's not that bad. It's not that overused. Definitely, there are some moments like that joke. Okay. Sure. Got me a little giggle, but does it really need to be there? But nothing major. It has moments. It has moments. The music that definitely it had the right music. It had everything perfect as far as the musical tone of Fallout. That's, I think, in my thoughts on that were like, I'm glad that they did it the way they did it. They used the classic, like, Fallout series style, like old music, and I'm really glad that they did it. It sounded great. But yeah, my overall thoughts as far as a series, it's definitely going to get into a season two. I like the way they ended it. They're like, it's saying like, we want a season two. Here's kind of the thoughts, and it would be disappointing because of some of the, how kind of some open end storylines kind of went, and some plots definitely were what I felt a little bit forced, but not too much. There could have been a little bit more development with some storylines, but you can only do so much with 8 episodes, given that they're like 50 to an hour long. But depending on how, you know, how these stories are written, I think they did a wonderful job given what it is, like what the series is. And it's hard to make a general show sometimes, like I'm a fan of the Fallout franchise, not a uber fan, but I enjoy it. I know a few things about it, but I'm like, there's definitely things that like that someone could definitely like, oh, I didn't know that. That's kind of cool. But for an everyday individual, this is a wonderful like entry to the franchise. It had just a little bit of everything that you needed to know. It explained a lot. It had some intriguing stuff to potential lore for Fallout fans. So, you know, it's like there's a lot in this series if you like try to divvy it up. So I think everyone should watch this series it's like Amazon Prime Video just hit it out of the park again, you know, as far as video game franchise adaptation. They did it. I can keep going on and on, but, you know, just let me know down in the comments what your guys' thoughts on the series was. As always, thanks again for listening or watching. Until next time, see ya.